In the back of a tiny bakery in Kansas City, Kansas, two bakers are patiently feeding dough through a 10-foot-long conveyor belt oven. They're making tortillas for Bonito Michoacan, the taqueria across the street that serves authentic Mexican fare, including a wide variety of tacos.
It's pastor, barbacoa, carnitas, asada. We have two discada, chorizo con nopales.
That last one means sausage with cactus, an option you won't typically find in a North American hard shell taco. Anna has worked for 5 years in the kitchen at Bonito Michoacan, where the tacos are the main attraction. As for how many Anna serves a day?
Oh my God, I not really have idea how many tacos, because that's crazy. That's so many tacos.
Not only are the tortillas house-made, but the meats come from a butcher on premises. These tacos stand apart from their Americanized namesake.
Our seasoning, special seasoning, and actually onion and cilantro. Our salsa is homemade, and we make the tortillas too, so that makes the taco special.
I'm Gina Kaufman, and today's Central Standard on KCUR could be subtitled A Tale of Two Tacos, because there really are two things people around here call tacos that bear very little resemblance to one another. We'll get back to the authentic taco we just heard about shortly, and we'll want to hear your taco recommendations too, but let's meet some locals who like a different kind of taco. Craig Jones is a contributor to the Kansas City Star's food blog, and he is a fan of In a Tub in the Northland. And Craig, I drive by In a Tub every time I go to the airport, but I have to admit I've never been there. Tell me about it.
Well, In a Tub really, like you mentioned, is not an authentic taco. In fact, what it is, we consider it more as like Mexican comfort food. For a lot of people that grew up north of the river, that was their first foray into Mexican food. This is what you had. This is what you had growing up. And of course, in high school, all the three different high schools north of the river, that's where people used to hang out and eat this type of food, which can be a little bit, you said you hadn't been there before.
Right.
So it can be a little bit alarming the first time you go there when your taco comes out and all of a sudden you see this neon yellow powdered cheese on top of it.
Is it actually in a tub?
It is in a tub.
What kind of tub? I mean, I've really been curious about that for a long time.
So it's actually in a cardboard tub. And where that name originally came from, it used to be an ice cream place years ago. And it was like 50 flavors of ice cream in a tub. They used to grind their different ingredients into the ice cream and serve it in their tub. And then later in the 60s and 70s, that's when the tacos and the burritos and the tostadas and about anything else that you can fry came on the menu.
So you, I mean, last time I talked to you on the show, you had just grilled a different pizza every day for a year.
Yes.
And you write for Kansas City Star's food blog. You are not like an uninitiated member of the food community. So your love of this taco, you've expressed that you're alarmed when you see the neon yellow cheese. But what is it? What do you love about this food item?
Well, you know what it really is? It's not, you know, when I eat it, I don't dissect it and say, wow, this is a great, it's a great shell, the great food inside, it's perfectly composed. No, you know what it is? It's comfort.
It reminds you of childhood.
It reminds me of childhood. It reminds me of when I was in high school. And it reminds me of when my friends and I hung out and we just had a really good time. You know, it was a place you could go without your parents when you're in high school. You could afford it. And, you know, with your teenage metabolism, you could afford a lot of it. And it was a good time.
Jared Brustad is here, too. He likes Taco Villa, also in the Northland. But, I mean, he really likes Taco Villa. As in, he started a Facebook group called I Love Taco Villa. Jared, why did you go public with your love of Taco Villa?
Actually, I think my feelings of Taco Villa is very similar to Craig's feelings of In a Tub. In a Tub being the Northland taco place, I would say.
And yours, I mistakenly attributed Taco Villa to the Northland.
Oh, it's
and
the
it
Southland.
The Southland.
Yes, it's you know, across the river. I mean, I bet the fans of Taco Villa and In a Tub will battle each other at the river to decide who is the bigger fan of the taco chain. But for me, you know, I grew up in the 80s in Overland Park. There used to be Taco Villas all over the place. Now there's just one that I love, and it's like at 95th and Antioch. And it's actually called the I Love The Taco Villa fan page. And when I joined Facebook back in 2007, there were all these different pages that were just, you know, geared towards one subject, and I kind of, you know, I wanted to create something that was original, and I think I actually thought of the idea while I was at Taco Villa eating a taco, and I went home and saw that there was no page dedicated to Taco Villa, so I created it. I described it as being one of my childhood favorite places, and then now there's over 4,000 members of people who share the same nostalgia for that place. I mean, it is comfort food. It's not authentic Mexican food.
It's comfort food for non-Mexicans.
Absolutely. I feel like it's very similar to when you would have taco night at home and your mom would, you know, brown the meat on the stove and, you know, open up the package of taco seasoning and warm up the tortillas or the shells in the oven. It's got that home feel to it. It's just, and I've taken people there who have never been. I've tried to share my love for this place for people who've never heard of it, and honestly, they don't feel about it the same way that I do, and then I don't talk to them ever again.
Yeah, but, you know, don't you see that? That's the way it is with comfort food. It's like, when you know, if people don't go into it with an open mind, they're not having the same memories you
are.
Oh,
no, they're expecting this to, like, blow their minds, blow their palates. And
from a culinary perspective.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
Right. Well, okay, take me a little deeper into your memories of the Taco Villa.
Well,
since I don't share them.
Oh, there's one, like the store that the location that we would go to, the one at 95th and Antioch. My family, we would walk there. Like I lived maybe 10 blocks away, and we would walk there at least once every 2 weeks. The store itself, there's a woman named Debbie who has been working there since the late 70s, and she's still there. She remembers everybody's order. She remembers everybody's name. She's got a photographic memory, but there'd be a jukebox that would be there that I remember whenever I would go in, my mom didn't want me standing in line with her, so she would give me a dollar, and I could play whatever I wanted as long as I played David Bowie's Let's Dance first, because that's what she wanted to hear. There's a Galaga machine that has been there since the beginning. They used to have raffles where you could win certain things. My family has won a variety of them. My sister won a turkey for Thanksgiving 1 year. I won a gigantic Christmas stocking 1 year.
Powerful memory.
But the area, too, I think the area at 95th and Antioch growing up, it had a lot of things. It had the first 7-Eleven. It had a swimming pool, Stonegate, that a lot of people would go for the summer. They'd swim, and then they would, before they'd go home, they'd stop at Taco Villa for dinner. So you'd have people sitting, you know, in these booths with wet swimming trunks just eating tacos. And
So this was really a gathering place for a specific community.
I think so, yeah. Just a small area of Overland Park. And I know there are people who, celebrities like Paul Rudd and Jason Sudeikis, they're from the Overland Park area. When they come to town, you could see them during the holidays, possibly, you know, with a hat covering their eyes to make sure that not a lot of people recognize them. But there's a lot of people who from this area who have moved on who crave it and always talk about, can't wait to get back. It's the first place they go to when they get off the plane. My sister lives in Connecticut, and the owners, since I created the page, I've talked with the owners a few times because they love just seeing how many people do appreciate this place. And my sister, she posted on the page saying that she hasn't had a real Villa meal in 3 years, and they actually sent her 2 weeks' worth of food just because of her love and dedication. And I think that a lot of it is the place, it's the ownership, it is they love their fans, they love their family.
You know, we've mentioned that there is this, that these aren't authentic tacos, and everyone here agrees about that.
Right.
Does it bother you in any way now that, I mean, I'm guessing that growing up you didn't probably have access to a more authentic taco. Now mm-hmm. that you do, have you tried that kind of taco, and do you consider this truly the same food? I mean, how do you sort of reconcile that in your mind?
I still think, you know, I still go back to when you have it, it's comfort food. When you're eating it, it's comfort food. I don't ever pretend that it's authentic.
I just love tacos in all form. I mean, authentic and not authentic. If there's going to be a taco offered somewhere, I'm going to enjoy it no matter how it tastes or where it came from.
Okay. Right. Well, let's hear another perspective on this. Fernanda Reyes is from the restaurant Cacao, which specializes in authentic Latin cuisine served in a fusion style. Fernanda, how do you prepare tacos at Cacao?
Hello, guys. Morning. It's very interesting listen of the of these opinions. And for me, the taco is it's something that we make we eat in Mexico when we are a little kids. You know, that is just a simple tortilla and beef or meat, and then we add a salsa and most of the time cilantro and onions. You know, that is the tradition in Mexico. For me, the taco is food for the streets. Most of the time you go out and eat tacos in the street. In every corner of Mexico, you are going to find a small place for eat tacos, you know. In these days, the taco morgues makes more authentic, more diverse. So we start to create a different kind of tacos. Here in Cacao, we offer the street tacos that most of the time is with pork, cochinita pibil that is from Yucatan. We make tacos for steak, just chicken, you know. And we have different ones like tacos with jicama fruit that instead of corn tortilla, we use jicama fruit. You know, and I think it's still authentic because if you realize in Mexico, we have three different zones, you know. So in the north of Mexico, we like make tacos with flour tortilla. Most of the time, if you travel to the north of Mexico, you are going to find that most of the tacos they make with flour tortilla. And in the center of Mexico, it's more common to eat with corn tortilla. If you go to the coast or if you go to the beaches of Mexico, like Baja California Sur or Tijuana, you are going to find that they eat tacos with flour tortilla and with shrimps. They like to eat with marlin, with tuna, you know. So.
And at Cacao, you know, you talked about your jicama fruit tacos, and that restaurant is new, but it's reputation is already for a fusion style of Latin food. In your mind, what is kind of the difference between Tex-Mex and fusion?
Okay. So, well, Tex-Mex for me is a kind of food, very delicious food, that is from the north of USA, you know. It's a combination. Actually, the Tex-Mex is a combination, it's an infusion of Mexican food and Texas food. You know?
Yeah. And so how is what you do at Cacao sort of distinct from that? Because I have a sense of how it's different, but I can't quite explain it.
Okay. So in Cacao, the food that you are going to find here, we use all techniques of Mexico, and we use most of the time traditional dishes, you know? We try to offer all the traditions, dishes that you can find in the center of Mexico, like the mole, that is very typical from Mexico City and from Puebla.
So that's like a chocolate-based sauce.
Exactly. And then we have another, we use a lot of ingredients from Mexico, you know, but we try to play, but with the ingredients, with the still we have the flavors, the traditional flavors of Mexico, you know.
So you're using authentic techniques and authentic ingredients, but you are experimenting. That's the difference, it sounds like.
Yes, exactly. For example, we have the chiles en nogada that most of the time, well, all the time, we need to make the preparation of zero, you know. And I don't know, for example, I have one lasagna pork that is just inspired in the Italian food, but instead use pasta. I use sliders of potatoes and sweet potatoes, and in the filling it's pork, because in Mexico we love to eat pork, you know.
What can you talk to me a little bit more about your background? When and where did you learn to cook? Can you kind of set that scene for me?
Yeah, well, I was born in the north of Mexico, in Durango, and then I moved to Monterrey for study 4 years and a half, culinary arts. I study in the Institute Culinary of Mexico, Campus Monterrey. Then I make my master's degree in business administration, and then I found my love here in Kansas City, so that's why I'm here, collaborate with these guys from Cacao Restaurants. And both of the owners of Cacao Restaurant, they are from Guadalajara. Yeah, Alfonso Esqueda and Victor Esqueda. So they know, and they know what they want to bring to Mexico, you know. When they arrive to Kansas City, they realize that they have a good food that is Tex-Mex food, but it's not authentic Mexican food, you know. So, for example, we have the birria. The birria is just a process that you make, you know. It's a long cooction, you know. And most of the time in Mexico, you make birria with goat. And in this case, I use pork shank, you know. So I use just techniques for make a difference. But I still have all the traditional techniques that we use in Mexico for prepared food.
Do customers ever come in and order a taco there expecting what we've been hearing about earlier in the show, expecting the hard shell and the yellow cheese and something that is maybe more familiar to them?
Actually, the first month that we opened, the people all the time order that. And they say, like, well, you are not Mexicans because you don't have my melty cheese in the top. But the owners start to offer more history about the tacos and start to explain that we offer different kind of tacos in the north, in the center, in the south of Mexico. We have one section that we just call hipster tacos, you know, and we have chicken al pastor. So in Mexico, al pastor is just the marinade that you make with pork meat, you know. But in this case, I realized that most of probably the 50% of my customers, they don't eat pork, you know. So I say, okay, I'm going to change the al pastor, that is a technique, and I'm going to use chicken, you know. And they love it. And we put that relish, because in Mexico they serve you the pork al pastor with a little piece of pineapple. So I make a relish of pineapple and pico de gallo and a little bit of cilantro. And the touch is delicious.
Fernanda, go on.
We have the vegetarian tacos, that is just roasted vegetables with quinoa. The quinoa, of course, is not an ingredient for Mexico, but everybody loves quinoa here, you know? So we try to play with that kind of things. We have tacos with mahi-mahi that they are delicious. And I tell you before, like in Baja California, most of the people eat tacos not with beef. They eat just with seafood, you know?
Yeah, and that's the California tradition. But
exactly.
Fernanda, do you like to go out to eat yourself when you're not working in the kitchen at Cacao?
Oh, sorry, what did you say?
Do you go out to eat much yourself?
Yeah.
Do you ever order tacos?
Yeah.
Where do you like to get a taco other than Cacao, of course?
Well, for me, the most traditional flavor here, and it was hard to find, is one place that they call Dos de Oros, I think so.
Go on.
Yeah, and it's very delicious, you know. You just arrive, you order your tacos of head, of beef, of tongue. That is very authentic as well of Mexico, you know. We eat the head of the beef, we eat the tongue of the beef. And here, when you try to offer to the American people, they say, oh, my God, no, I don't want to eat that. That is gross, you know.
Fernanda Reyes. Yeah. Chef at Cacao in Overland Park, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Jared Brustad, Craig Jones, thank you both.
Thank you
very much.
When we return, the food critics will be in session and we'll be taking your calls, so dial in now. Tell us where to get the best taco in town. 816-235-2888. Welcome back to KCUR Central Standard. I'm Gina Kaufman. We're talking about tacos, and we want to hear about your favorites at 816-235-2888. I'm here with our food critics. We've got Charles Ferruza. He writes for The Independent and the Shawnee Mission Post. Hi, Charles.
Hello, Gina.
We've also got Mary Block. She blogs about food at Around the Block. Hi, Mary.
Good morning.
And Lou Jane Temple, a lot of ways to introduce her. Food author, chef. We could also say food royalty in Kansas City. Hi, Lou Jane.
Oh, hi. It's good to see you, Jean.
Good to see you, too. So you guys, tell me sort of, let's let our listeners know, since we've talked about a couple of different kinds of tacos, where the people in this room are coming from as far as their taco preferences. I'll start with you, Mary. I know you're a very well-traveled person.
I like street tacos the best. I don't like the cheese and lettuce kind of thing. And I have found over the years I really prefer corn tortillas as opposed to flour, although I'll make exceptions if they're homemade and right off the griddle.
And, you know, a lot of people, I think, are under the impression that the corn tortilla is the most authentic kind, although, as we just heard from Fernando Reyes, that depends on what region of Mexico you're talking about. I had not realized that before.
That is right. And they're both quite easy to make yourself. And so I do that sometimes. But when I go to a restaurant, I really only order a taco if they're homemade tortillas.
Lou Jane, what is your sort of taco bias, if you will?
that's a good way to put it. It's been a long time since I've had a crispy shell ground beef taco. So I guess we'd say my bias is towards things that are a little bit more authentic, you know, cuisine of some area. And also, I love street food from every country. So I'm definitely a street taco kind of a girl. And there are lots of great places in this town to get street tacos.
And we're going to be hearing about that. Charles, your taco background.
I was just talking to my fellow panelists here. I don't remember eating tacos that frequently growing up.
Nor did I.
And, you know, I don't even remember going to a Mexican restaurant as a young kid. I think I was introduced to Mexican food via Taco Bell, like a lot of us. My father, who was actually, you know, Sicilian-American, I think he was very distrustful of any kind of very exotic cuisine. And although some people might say Italian food is exotic, but so we did not go to Mexican restaurants that I can remember at all as a kid. But once I discovered that cuisine and tacos, you know, I was entranced. I thought they were great.
Okay, so let's get you all have lists of great taco places in Kansas City. I want to get a favorite from each of you, like what emerges as the top one if you had to pick in a pinch. And then we'll start hearing from our listeners. Charles, your favorite taco.
My favorite taco, I think it's on all of our lists, is a Taqueria El Camino Real on 7th Street in Kansas City, Kansas. I like to get, you know, because I am so thin and svelte and I'm a Weight Watcher, I like to get at least...
As any food critic should be.
At least one taco from every category on the list. I love them all. And I think, you know, at Camino Real, if I'm correct, aren't they? I think they're like $2 each.
Yeah. What is it that is so great about these tacos for people who haven't tried them?
For one thing, they have... I never thought I might like a tongue taco. How do I pronounce it? Lengua? Lengua. Oh, my gosh. They're delicious. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all so used... I'm speaking in sort of a sweeping generalization here, but we're all so used to the ground beef tacos that many of us grew up with that we don't really appreciate the ability to have the barbacoa or the tongue tacos.
And when we say most of us, I mean, we should acknowledge that there are people out there who did grow up with a different
kind yes,
of taco.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. And thank God they did, because I think they're responsible, a lot of those people who, a lot of cultured tastes for bringing street tacos to us so that we don't have to depend on Taco Bell. So.
And as Charles mentioned, I think El Camino Real is on everyone's list. Lou Jane, what do you like about it?
About Camino Real?
Yeah.
Well, they have really good El Pastor, which is when you see it in a restaurant, it looks like it's a gyros machine. It's, you know, going round slowly.
Like a rotisserie.
Yeah, yeah. It's stacks of meat. It actually is stacks of meat. That's what's different about it than gyros, which is a process.
Right, you know? Right.
And El Pastor is the real thing where they put down the layers of pork and cook it a long time along with pineapple, and that's my kind of thing of what I think about when I go to Camino Real.
Okay, would that also be your top taco, or is another from your list going to emerge there?
My top taco is from San Antonio Taqueria. It's San Antonio Taqueria is also a tortilla factory, which Charles mentioned, and it's a meat market in the back.
Where is it located?
It's on 830 Kansas Avenue. So it's on that strip in Kansas Avenue that everybody should go down just on an adventure someday and stop in two or three places and have a taco in each one of them, because they'll all be different. San Antonio has the most fabulous sauces in the world. And they put up your, whatever you order, your carnitas or your steak or whatever it is. Just the simple tortilla and the meat. And then there's a kind of a row of different sauces and stuff you can put on top of it. So you can
onion and fresh cilantro.
Yes, like that. Yes. Yeah. And lime pieces.
And a lot of people, a lot of restaurateurs get their tacos from San Antonio
yes.
to use in their restaurants because yeah. they're that good.
Mary, what is your favorite taco in Kansas City?
You know, there's so many that kind of seem on a par. I guess I would pick Bickelmeyer's just because it's kind of a scene also.
Tell us about it.
It's a butcher shop most days, but on Saturdays they sell tacos. And you know the meat's going to be good quality because the butcher shop is an institution. And they've got a wide assortment of tacos, and there's a long line, $3 each, which actually is expensive for a lot of these places mm-hmm. we're talking about, but they are packed full. You just barely have enough room to put your condiments. And
where is Bickelmeyer's located?
It is on 7th Street.
So yeah, also 7th in Kansas Avenue. City, Kansas.
Yes, exactly. Just over the bridge. And I love their carnitas. That would be my favorite, which is kind of a crispy pork double.
All right. Cooked. Well, we're ready for our listeners' recommendations at 816-235-2888. We're talking about tacos and whatever kind of taco you love. As we've heard, there's a huge variety. We want to hear very specifically about your favorite taco. 816-235-2888. We've got Amario in Leawood with us. Hi, Amario.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. Doing fantastic on this beautiful day.
Well, that's great. Where do you go for tacos?
My favorite location is Bonita Machacan. It's located in Olathe, and there's also a location in Olathe. It's definitely authentic. It's a market, if you will, that serves tacos and authentic food all day long. And my favorite are the chicken tacos or the carne asada steak tacos. And you have the option of selecting corn tortillas or flour tortillas. It's very, very authentic and quite good.
Can you describe the flavor of the meats in those tacos, the chicken and the beef? Because I'm guessing that it's not the same as if you would go to a more North Americanized restaurant and order those meats in your tacos.
Very true, very true. Well, it's excellently seasoned. You know, they serve fresh cilantro and onions. And it just has, especially the steak, has a savory flavor that is nothing like I've ever tasted before. And it's homemade, freshly prepared, and you could literally taste every spice, every season in the meat. It's just phenomenal.
Thank you, Amario. And Mary Block, that's on your list too.
It is. And I haven't been to the one in Olathe, but there is one on Minnesota Avenue in Kansas City, Kansas. And what I love about it is what Lou Jane described with one of the ones that she discussed is there's a big salsa bar, and you can just load up on all the salsas and condiments, which is my favorite thing about any of these taco places.
What would you say is one of the most exciting condiments you've tried at Benito Michoacan?
Probably their salsa verde. Really pure chilies and a lot of acidity.
Let's hear from Luis in Olathe. And Luis, we should acknowledge that you are connected to a restaurant in town before we hear your recommendation.
Yes. I'm actually, my wife owns a Carmen's Cocina in Olathe, Kansas, South Olathe. And I just wanted to call and tell about the variety of different soft tacos, which is a street taco. Most people serve it in a 4-inch tortilla. We serve it in a 6-inch corn tortilla, and it comes with cilantro and onions. We do a meat called barbacoa. Most people don't use head meat. They just use regular beef. We use the beef head, and we clean it. We steam it. It takes about 9 hours, and it comes with cilantro and onions. We also do the traditional crispy taco, but we make our own taco shell, and we season and marinate our own ground beef.
Luis,
and we do it with lettuce and cheese.
It sounds delicious, but I'm curious about your background. Can you tell us about your own history with tacos?
Yes. So my wife has been doing this since she was 14 years old. I'm not going to say her age right now, but we do have 4 children, 2 in college. She's been doing this. We come from West Texas, Odessa, Texas, and she's been working at her parents' restaurants. So she's been a taco lady all her life. And I grew up in a Mexican home where my mom would make tacos every day, all kinds of tacos. So our traditional taco at home was the carnitas taco or the barbacoa taco. So that's my back history is eating tacos all the time. I'm the taco man. They call me taco man at my church, actually, because I'm the taco man.
Well, thank you, taco man, for calling us today. And we'll turn now to someone who's recommending a taco we have already heard about, but I want to hear what it is that Leonard in Kansas City, Kansas likes about Camino Real. Hi, Leonard.
Good morning. Well, this day has come. You all let the cat out of the bag. If you noticed, where everybody's going is Kansas City, Kansas, and to a certain degree, South Olathe. And they're all Latino neighborhoods. They're at Parker. They call it Little Mexico. And on my side of the river, north of Kansas City, on the Call, El Camino Real is my number one. And they stole all my thunder. The pastor coming off the spit is absolutely wonderful. I've kept my mouth shut for 10 years because I don't want to stand in line with a bunch of Jackson Countyans and Johnson Countyans.
So the lines have been drawn and we're breaking them down. Is that what you're saying here?
Oh, yeah. I have a feeling everybody, what did your one guest say? If you wanted a venture, you can go down Kansas Avenue, you can go down Minnesota Avenue, and you can go down Central Avenue. English will be the second language spoke. So if you take that as an offensive, then don't go. And some of the places, El Camino Real has no ambiance, unless you like sitting with large Latino families and working men who are coming in for a good, inexpensive dinner. And I can't say enough about the Latino community out over here that has produced these restaurants. I grew up just south of the Call River, and that was the Argentine district, and they served my Latin friends that owned restaurants. They served gringo tacos, and when you went to their house, they served the more authentic taco. And I think the population change has made the fact that the food is so good.
Well, Leonard, thank you so much for that call. Leonard mentioned the ambiance at El Camino Real. His description of it might be interpreted in a lot of ways, but I wonder what you guys would say about the ambiance at Camino Real.
Well, I want to say that it may be the only restaurant in Kansas City Metro that has a shrine to Our Lady of Guadalupe inside of it. So,
well, that sounds like ambiance to me.
It's a religious experience.
I'm Gina Kaufman. KCUR's Central Standard is all about tacos today. There are a lot of taco trends we haven't heard about. Fish tacos, for example, haven't heard a thing about that. So call us at 816-235-2888 with your favorite taco, whatever kind of taco it is. We'll be right back. Welcome back to KCUR Central Standard. It is Friday. It's a food show. We are talking about tacos. Our critics are Charles Ferruzza, Mary Block, and Lou Jane Temple. And Charles, There is a shocking to me recommendation from you for a taco. It's only shocking because you are such a vocally critical of many vegetarian cuisines kind of guy. I mean,
only because I find a lot of them to be boring.
So you've got a veggie taco on your list, and I'm shocked.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm kind of a fan of this kind of fledgling chain called Unforked. It's at 7337 West 119th Street. It's owned by the man who owns Sheridan's Frozen Custard. So you can have a taco and, you know, frozen custard at the same time. But they have a lot of, I think, stylish and imaginative tacos. And I think the Voodoo Veggie Taco is really, really delicious. But Mary reminded me of, they have a fried breaded fried avocado taco that, you know, in my mind, an avocado isn't really a vegetable. It's just, you know, meatless. So, and anything fried is delicious. But yeah, I wish there were more interesting veggie tacos out there.
Mary, is there a veggie taco that you like? You're sort of a spokesperson for the vegetable at times.
I try to be. Somebody's got to do it. I like the fried avocado taco at Port Fonda. It's not always on the menu, but they'll always do it for you. And the first time I had a grilled or a fried taco, it was really unexpected because it's got a creaminess and richness that just comes at you. And I think it makes for a great taco filling.
Mary, you are also recommending a different taco at Port Fonda on your list. What is your favorite Port Fonda taco?
Well, right now they have a red chili braised goat taco. And I know that's not going to appeal to some people, but it's shredded meat. And I don't think you could tell the difference really between pork. You could think of it as being pork or chicken as well. It's got a guajillo salsa, and it's served with a cup of braising juice to dip it in. And it's just really unusual and very different than the more typical street taco that we've been talking about.
You know, I love that goat taco because it's not – sometimes goat is chewy and stringy and not
this
so tasty.
This is very tender.
I know. I've had it.
Braising
delicious.
Usually does that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so in Port Fonda, we should mention, is in Westport. They've also got a Lawrence location. Let's turn to a caller at 816-235-2888, and then we'll hear another recommendation from Lou Jane Temple. And, you know, if you want to get in on this taco conversation, now is the time because the clock is ticking away. Enrique in Kansas City, Kansas, what can you recommend?
Well, the taco actually becomes a taco with the sauce, the salsa. Anything you put in the taco is good, but the salsa makes it better or definitely defines the taco. As you were just speaking about vegetarian, one of the best tacos I love, it's made of pumpkin flour, the flour of the pumpkin before it becomes a fruit or a veggie. That is an awesome, awesome taco.
So that's a filling again, for a taco? A pumpkin flour?
What's that?
A pumpkin flour, that's a filling?
Yes.
Where can you get that in Kansas City?
There's many restaurants, but the one I go to regularly is Ixtapa.
North of the river?
Mary Road. Yes.
Do they also have a squash blossom taco? Because I know...
That's the same thing.
Okay.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing. And you can actually make it very easily. I mean, during the summer, you can get the flour, the blossoms. And, I mean, in my house, we ate it forever. And it's great. But again, the salsa is going to make the taco.
Is there a favorite salsa that you have in town?
The one my wife makes, avocado and serrano.
Are we all coming over for lunch? Okay. There was a long silence there. I don't know about that. So let's go ahead and turn to Ryan in Brookside. Ryan, where is your favorite taco?
Okay, there's a taco in Westport that I don't think you can find it anywhere else in the metro. It's the chicken taco at Rudy's on Westport Road. I don't know how they do their chicken, but their chicken taco is just fantastic. It's almost got the consistency of like a shredded cheese, but it's it's chicken, and it's seasoned incredibly well, and it's in a almost like a puff pastry taco shell. I mean, I've never seen one like it before or since, and I crave those things. And if I don't go at least once a month, I feel like I'm missing out on something.
like things just aren't right.
Exactly.
So that was at Rudy's. Thank you so much, Ryan.
You betcha.
And Lou Jane Temple, you on your list have someplace that I've been hearing a lot about. I think it's got, I would call it nearly a cult following, Rico's Taco Lupe.
I think it does have a cult following. Excuse me. It's a very narrow little piece of Southwest Boulevard. Excuse me. And it is open on in eccentric hours, so you've got to pay attention to the signs and things. And it has great specials every day of the work week. And the tacos are fantastic. It's in a little place right by the corner of Summit and Southwest Trafficway. By El Taquito, which is a long-standing Mexican restaurant in Kansas City. And it's definitely a bang for your buck.
The Al Pastor seems to be a favorite order there. I mean, I hear so much about this place. What stands out about it?
Well, the tastes are just perfect. You know, they don't mess anything up.
So, yeah, and, I mean, hard to argue with that.
And they have all the right, you know, condiments to jazz
accessorize.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Sharon in Westport. Hi, Sharon.
Hi there. I wanted to mention, you were talking about vegetarian tacos, and Eden Valley has a really good taco for vegetarians, and even people who are not vegetarians would probably appreciate it. You can get just one for $5, and it comes with a lot of greens. And I think that the way they describe it on the menu, it has an aioli sauce and some cheese. Now, I have other eating challenges, so I don't have that, but they kind of play around with it a little bit and put some extra red sauce on it. And but anyway, it's very delicious, and it comes, I think, with a corn taco, a little bit crispy, but you can also get it with the soft shell.
Well, thank you, Sharon. Sharon is recommending Eden Alley for people who want a vegetarian taco. And Mary and Lou Jane, you both have recommended Los Alamos.
Yes.
And it's just around the corner and up the street from Rico's on Summit at a very popular intersection now with all the different restaurants. And it's a little grocery store, and you just go in the back of the store, and there's a little buffet line, and the ladies are cooking up whatever they feel like making that day, and you go through the line, and it's hard to beat.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a great place, first of all. And they're very good about, well, would you like an egg on that? Or, you know, you can really get it the way that you want it. And then there's tables and chairs, so you can sit down and wait, and they bring it to you. And I have a group of friends that we go there almost every Sunday morning.
For brunch.
Uh-huh. Well, the breakfast doesn't look any different than the rest of the time. they do a great chilaquiles, which is something that was invented to use up old tortillas, and they do a great job of it.
Let's hear from Lewis. Lewis is calling us from Lawrence. Hi.
Yes, thank you. My number one place in Kansas City, Kansas, for tacos is Carniceria La Siete at 309 North 7th. And they make an incredible pastor taco and also chorizo tacos. I love the chorizo that they make there. Hmm. And the main thing I like about this place is, I mean, the atmosphere is great. It's in the back of a little grocery store. And the tacos there are 99 cents. It's just kind of hard to believe that you know, what a deal. And the other place I really like is El Torito 2, and that is at 1409 Central. And what they make there that's just I think, incredible is potato tacos.
Tell us more about those.
If you can imagine kind of spicy mashed potatoes inside of a taco, and they're just delicious. They're quite filling, but it's really good. And that is connected to a grocery store as well, that restaurant. And
let's let Mary Block join in on this, because Mary, the first restaurant he mentioned, Carniceria La Siete, is also on your list.
It is, and I get the carnitas there. They fry them up on the grill for extra crispness after they're done cooking them the normal way, and they have a great avocado cilantro salsa that I love. But he's right. It's a fun little joint.
We've got a couple of tweets here that I want to share with you. We've got someone recommending Dixon's Chili Parlor, that they're all-you-can-eat tacos every day. Has anyone here had tacos at Dixon's?
No. I mean, I love their cheeseburgers, but I've never had the tacos there.
Okay, well, there you have it. A listener out there likes tacos at Dixon's, a chili parlor. We also have a tweet from someone who loves Taco Street by the stadiums, La Plaza in Englewood, that's in Independence, and Cancun Fresh in Westport. So that's kind of a trek through the geography of the whole metro. Has anyone here been to any of those places?
I've been to Taco Street. They've got a great assortment of tacos. It's a little family-owned place in a freestanding building. And very inexpensive tacos. They make them to order, and they are delicious.
And I've been to Cancun Fiesta Fresh in Westport. They just opened another one like a block away, and I don't think they closed the original
one.
No,
they did not.
But it's very similar to the others. You go up and order and wait for it. Good street tacos.
Let's hear quickly from Glenda. Glenda, we don't have very much time, so it's going to have to be short, but what's your recommendation?
Yes, of course. Yeah, Tacos El Gallo on Southwest Boulevard and Summit. Basically, what I like about that is that the guy cooks the tacos in a flat grill. When the meat is almost done, or pretty much done, he heats up the tortilla on top of it. So it just gives it that extra juice, that extra grease, making it so savory. It just reminds me and takes me back to when I was a kid in Mexico and eating the street tacos over there. So Tacos El Gallo.
Glenda, is there anything you used to eat in a taco in Mexico that you can't find in a Kansas City restaurant?
Yes, we ate a lot of vegetable tacos. So my mom used to make zucchini tacos, zucchini with tomatoes and onions, and
yum.
She would just grill them. We would have that with either homemade corn or flour tortillas, and I cannot find that anywhere here.
Man, well, that does sound good. Thanks for letting us know about it and about Tacos El Gallo.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Has anyone been able to find here the kind of taco that Glenda was just describing? A lot of head shaking.
No, but it'd be easy to put on the menu.
Yeah, it sure would.
And Lou Jane, another taco that one of our callers mentioned that you also recommend is Taqueria El Torito.
Yes, and I believe the caller we just were talking to had El Torito 2 on their list, and I think there's more than just two of them, but the one that I always go to is on Independence Avenue. And all of these that we've been talking about are like a dollar or a dollar and a half tacos. It's just incredible to me that they could sell anything for that.
The price has come up so much today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get really pouty if I have to spend $5 a piece for a street taco. It just doesn't seem right. and they're... They're a great way to get a protein and carbohydrate in one form for $1.50. I mean, it's a great deal.
I am really shocked that fish tacos have not come up, except in my quick reference to them being very popular. No fish tacos, guys?
Yes, I love them.
They have them at El Torito number 2. And, of course, Rudy's, I think, put them on the map in Kansas City.
Well, our time is up for this conversation about tacos. I'm hungry, And I hope a delicious taco makes everyone's day a little bit better today. For our official list of taco recommendations in and around Kansas City, go to kcur.org/centralstandard later today. Charles, Mary, Lou, Jane, thank you all so much.
Thank you.
The weekend is here, but we know a lot of people out there are processing this week's election results. If you missed our post-election conversation with political science professor Max Skidmore, commentator Sarah Smarsh, and professional women's mentor Cece Rojas, go back and give it a listen. Same for yesterday's discussion about inequality in America, both at kcur.org/centralstandard. Our show is produced by Matthew Long Middleton, Sylvia Maria Gross, Jen Chen, and Andrea Tudhope. Our interns are Raven Brooks and Aaron Pelish. Linda Scher runs the board for us, and our theme music is by Spoonbender Labs. I'm Gina Kaufman. Up to Date is next. Have a great weekend, everyone.